A reading from the Acts of the Apostles. In those days, some Jews from Antioch and Iconium arrived and won over the crowds. They stoned Paul and dragged him out of the city, supposing that he was dead. But when the disciples gathered around him, he got up and entered the city. On the following day, he left with Barnabas for Derbe. After they had proclaimed the good news to that city and made a considerable number of disciples, they returned to Lystra and Iconium and to Antioch. They strengthened the spirits of the disciples and exhorted them to persevere in the faith. It is necessary for us to undergo many hardships to enter the kingdom of God. They appointed presbyters for them in each church, and with prayer and fasting commended them to the Lord, in whom they had put their faith. They traveled through Pisidia and reached Pamphylia. After proclaiming the word at Perga, they went down to Attalia. From there they sailed to Antioch, where they had been commended to the grace of God for the work they had now accomplished. And when they arrived, they called the church together and reported what God had done with them and how God had opened the door of faith to the Gentiles. They spent no little time with the disciples. The Word of the Lord. In our reading today, we hear Paul and Barnabas urging the disciples and each other to persevere in the faith, reminding them that it was necessary to undergo many hardships. And we know they did suffer many hardships and persecutions as they proclaimed their belief in Jesus Christ. But they were willing to suffer even death in defending that faith. In my parish a few weeks ago, students received the sacrament of confirmation. It brought back many memories of my own confirmation. Cardinal Cushing of Boston confirmed me, and I remember walking up the center aisle of church, and the cardinal said the words of the sacrament, anointed me, and then gave me a slight slap on the cheek. The cardinal talked about how important it was that we be ready to stand up for our faith and always be ready to defend that faith. It was also at a time when CYO, the Catholic Youth Organization, had and used the song An Army of Youth. We sang that song with great gusto and bravery. We were ready. Ready, under the protection of Mary, to defend our flag, our faith, and especially Christ the King. How naive. But we were ready to defend the faith. We believed that, even to the point of martyrdom. We had visions of being martyrs for the faith. I wonder, did I have enough faith then? Did the strength of my faith match my desire? Soon the vision faded over the years. Martyrdom seemed far off from my world. The need for me to ever have to defend my faith seemed very remote. Persecution because of faith, martyrdom for faith, no longer seems remote. Lately, it comes into our living room, pops up on our smartphones, splashes across our newspapers nearly every night. The recent events around the world have shown the persecutions and expulsions of Christians in Iraq and other countries. The same weekend our students were being confirmed, the footage depicting the brutal beheading of 15 Ethiopian Christians by masked ISIS militants, as well as another scene in a desert landscape where masked men shot another 15 Ethiopians in the back of the head, was released to the media. Another 15 Christians had been beheaded in February. Persecution of Christians in Yemen escalates daily. Christians are not in isolation of such brutality. Muslims and Jews are also being persecuted for the faith they profess. In Kenya at Garissa University, college members of the Al-Shabaab group launched a vicious slaughter. A slaughter that left 148 students dead. Young, vibrant youth cut down for their faith, which was predominantly Christian. And other young people saw things that were too horrible to describe, and they are left with deep psychological scars. There would be no shortage of examples I could recount. I write not to rouse us up. I write to call us to go deeper and for each of us to ask ourselves deep and serious questions. Would I be ready to defend my faith, even if it meant martyrdom? I want to say yes, but I think that sometimes I take faith for granted. I take belief in Jesus very casually at times. Perhaps I don't spend enough time in personal daily prayer to strengthen my faith. Maybe I don't study enough about my religion so that I can articulate for myself and others what it is that I believe as a Roman Catholic. I never thought that I would have to defend my faith. But maybe that is not such a certainty in the times we live in. The slap that Cardinal Kishin gave me on my confirmation day and the explanation and challenge the Cardinal gave to be ready to defend and stand up for our faith, even if it meant persecution, seems more real today than it did then. Yet I have to ask, do I have enough faith? Is it strong enough? Would I be strong enough?